This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by someone who's really a legend, someone that I've followed for several years, Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Roizen's the inventor of this concept called Real Age, which really speaks to how healthy you are, how your mind and body are aging. He'll explain it far better than I can, but just a pleasure to visit with him today. Dr. Roizen, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Mike Roizen. As you said, I'm a physician at the Cleveland Clinic and the emeritus chair of wellness here, or chief wellness officer emeritus. I have a great passion for helping people live younger or live healthier, and consequently have a physiology that is younger. My training, I after medical school at UC San Francisco, I wanted to run a intensive care unit, so trained in both internal medicine and anesthesia. And since that was during the Vietnam era, I did a couple years at NIH in what is known as the Yellow Beret, which is also what Fauci and Vince DeVita, et cetera, some of the giants of the world, I was lucky enough to brush shoulders with at that time. When I got into anesthesia and looked at outcomes of cardiovascular surgery, it was age that was more important than mental status, than even cardiac function or renal function or liver function, et cetera. And so then my job became, I thought, how do I motivate people to get 10 years younger physiologically? And that was the birth of Real Age. With luck, we got to be a number one New York Times bestseller, as have three of the subsequent books. So my goal was then, how do I translate science into something that will change patient behavior? And that's what I've been doing since.
So let me ask you a couple questions that follow up on that. One, so for the audience that might not know, I believe Dr. Roizen, at least I've seen recently, that you have five number one bestsellers. So just for the audience, whether it's four or five number one bestsellers, for the audience to have some context of your credentials for what you do. Real Age, I think most of us, what you just said about cardiovascular health and age being the number one indicator to how healthy people were and recovered and so forth, I think people didn't really realize that until this COVID endemic or pandemic, how clearly age translates into immune system strength and the ability to fight diseases and viruses and keep the immune system strong. Let me ask you first, are there parallels in what you've seen about age and immune systems? And then I'm going to ask you, how do people work to keep their real age lower than their actual age?
So and by the way, rather than lower, we like to use the term younger, because people understand that younger is generally less risk of dying, less risk of disability. And that's what Real Age does. What we did is develop the complex, if you will, algorithms and covariance systems so that you could do the net present value of your health changes. And obviously you 45 million people in the U.S. have the ShareCare or Real Age program on their cell phones now, 25 million internationally. And the test has probably been taken, because it gets taken repeatedly many, many times. And it has been shown by independent scientific analysis to be more predictive of both cardiovascular and all-cause mortality and disability than any other health risk assessment or process of risk assessment. So I'm really proud of that, if you will. But the key, in fact, is that each of your behaviors, whether it is smoking or whether it is choosing French fries or something as simple as taking CoQ10 makes a difference in how long and how well you live, your risk of disability. And because of the ability, what we did is rate everything that had at least four studies in humans that gave either a disability risk or a mortality risk. We were able to put into the algorithm, and there were 157 things at that time. Only one of them, since that was in 1998 that we first came out with that, but all but one has stood the test of time. And that one is probably true, except that very few people look at the mixed tocopherols, but look at vitamin E as just alpha tocopherol. Back in when the studies were done up to 98, it was the eight mixed tocopherols. And if I had to guess, it probably is gamma tocopherol that has the major benefit on longevity and not alpha. So consequently, probably all of them would be relevant. But anyway, that's the point is you can do 157 things that change your rate of aging.
And let me ask you a question first. Where do people find the study that you're talking about? Where do they find that where they could evaluate their own real age?
Real age is simply, you can go to sharecare.com and it has real age, the real age program there. So it used to be you could go to realage.com, but Sharecare bought that we sold it to Hearst in 2006 and Sharecare bought it, I think, in 2010 or 12. And so you can find it on sharecare.com and it's a free test.
And so I'm so privileged to get a chance to talk to you that I have so many questions. I'll try and keep our time reasonable. Dr. Roizen, another question. How did you end up affiliated with Cleveland Clinic? Were you ever affiliated with the University of Chicago too, or did you co-author some stuff with the University of Chicago, or
well,
always
in fact,
with Cleveland
that's
Clinic?
Where where the majority of the work we did. I was lucky enough to be asked to be chair of the Department of Anesthesia, Critical Care and Pain Management and Executive Health at the University of Chicago. An unusual combination, obviously, to have, executive health with anesthesia, critical care and pain management. But we started that in, I moved there in 1985 from the UC San Francisco. I was one of the few people who had tenure at UC San Francisco. I was told who left San Francisco. But the reason was there was an enormous opportunity to make a difference. Well, I started to take care of a number in the executive health program of the Nobel Prize winners in economics at the University of Chicago. And so we were able to do, just like they did net present value of investments, for which Gary Becker won the Nobel Prize. He actually had a graduate student, and he worked with me to do the net present value of health changes. And that's where we came up with Real Age.
Gotcha. So I always remember you at the University of Chicago and was introduced to you also with Cleveland Clinic. And then, so who was smarter, Milton Friedman or Frank Easterbrook?
I have no idea who but all I can tell you is that there was an enormous intellect in whether you look at the legal or economics or chemistry or even medical school at the University of Chicago. It was a enormously challenging and wonderful time. I mean, it was this great time of intellectual curiosity, development, and encouragement. And just like at the Cleveland Clinic, where they encourage innovation, at the University of Chicago, it was almost an open book to try and innovate and make a difference for people.
Magnificent. I Richard Posner's son was a student of mine at one time, and it was one of these situations, of course, where the student was far, far smarter than the teacher, And I just remember that whole University of Chicago lineage of people that were there and so bright. And I always associated you with that. So when I saw you on the schedule, I saw with Cleveland Clinic. So how did you end up working with Cleveland Clinic, and how did that develop?
Well, let me just go. One of the most unusual times I ever had was on New Year's Day 2000. Obviously, everyone was concerned about the change in 2000, but it was literally Gary Becker and Richard Posner and all of the, if you will, this great intellectual. We had New Year's Eve that day waiting for the great problem, and I ran away at 11:15 in the evening to the ICU because we didn't know what of our equipment would break or not break and what would happen. And so we had literally all hands on deck. I was chair of the department, so I obviously went to the ICU. Nothing happened, and I missed an hour and a half of that discussion when nothing happened, if you will. But that was one of the great evenings that I can remember. I got recruited by the Cleveland Clinic in 1979, in 1983, in 1987, in 1993, in 1997, and in 2004, I finally said yes. They were very persistent in recruiting me initially to be to help them with cardiovascular anesthesia, and then eventually to be chair of the Department of Anesthesia, Critical Care, Pain Management, and Executive Health. And then once we got there, Toby Cosgrove asked for suggestions on new institutes. And so I said wellness, and we did a national search, and I was one of the two people on the national search for that. And the other one turned us down, so I was the default chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic for 10 years.
Just fascinating. Let me ask you a question. There's been some other great people in related fields to you. There was, you know, the guy that originally out of, I think, Texas that started the aerobic movement, the idea of, you know,
Ken
movement
Cooper.
And so forth. Ken Cooper, exactly. Yes. My God. Sorry. Thank you so much. Exactly. Now, here's my question for you, okay? You're, I believe, in your 70s. I looked up the date, but I don't know exactly how old. Your mind is still so sharp. What is the key? What is the trick to keeping your mind and body so sharp so that you have real age of 53 versus 75? How do you do it? How did you get Ken Cooper's name off your mind? Where my memory is slowing, how did you hit Ken Cooper so quickly? And tell me how you actually managed. What's the key to getting real age lower than actual age, younger than you are?
Well, in actuality, there are, and I have this in front of me at all times because I work with patients on this. So I see patients on Thursdays and Fridays, still in our executive health program. There are 32 things that have been shown to change your rate of brain aging or protect your brain and keep it young, even improve it. And so, Ken Cooper is one of the giants in the world. And so, that he is always one of my idols, if you will, in being able to translate what he did to get people to change behavior and, in fact, change public policy and changing the school system in Texas so that all the schools in Texas still have physical activity and still teach it when every other play. And he had to get it reinstituted. It wasn't that they didn't cut it out for financial reasons. They did, but he got it reinstituted because it is so important for your brain as well as your overall immune system and everything else that goes along with your body. So he made that great leap, and so it was pretty easy to remember his name. But in fact, there are 32 things that you can do that make a difference in your rate of brain aging.
Magnificent. And we could find that. That's online someplace. We have to read the book Real Age, or how do we find that?
The concept of those 32 come out in the, we've written about many of them in prior books, such as Age Proof, that I wrote with Gene Chatsky, about both health and wealth. But there's a, I have a new book coming out called, doesn't come out till December, December 4th, called The Great Age Reboot, Cracking the Longevity Code to Be Younger Tomorrow. And all 32, we go through there. So in when Age Proof came out, we knew about 18 of them. And now there are 32 that we have at least four data points in humans on either disability of your brain or cognitive dysfunction. So we know a lot more than we did even just 4 years ago.
Just magnificent, Dr. Royce. And any words of encouragement for people, or what did you recommend? Should they go get the book Real Age? And I don't mean to be peddling your book, but how should they become more aware of this? What's the easiest way to become more thoughtful about it? I think people are so interested in this subject.
If I think the easiest way is to go to sharecare.com and download the free app. It's a free app, and it'll go through as you go through it. It'll point out those areas that you can change and make yourself younger. If you want to postpone it for a little bit and get the latest data, we're going to hopefully have the Great Age Reboot book and a website by that same name out and ready by December. But in fact, there's no reason to delay. There are easy things you can do. And Real Age at sharecare.com is the free site. The great news is that anyone can make themselves. It's not that hard for 60 to be the new 40. But by 2030, 90 will be the new 40 with at least an 80% probability. And so good decisions that you make now, that is appropriate decisions that you make now because of the compounding effect of health changes and of financial changes, make a huge difference to being able to live well longer. If you look at the average American, the average American or the median American gains 1.25 pounds from 30 to age 60. Well, that, if you will, is about whatever it is, 36 or 38 pounds. But if you live 80 years longer, which is what you're going to do, and it's going to be your prime years, it's not going to be you're living the drooling years longer. It's you're going to be living that 20 to 60 period will be 20 to 90. And so good choices in both health and in your finances will make a huge difference because of compounding. And that's really one of the keys in looking at this for yourself. You can, in fact, make a major difference to your own rate of aging.
Dr. Royce, and you're truly a legend and truly a hero of mine. So it's a great privilege today for us on Becker's Healthcare to get a chance to visit with Dr. Mike Royce, Chief Wellness Officer at Cleveland Clinic, or Chief Wellness Officer Emeritus, maybe still Chief Wellness Officer, but just really a giant in your field, really the pioneer of your field, and magnificent, and something all of us are interested in or should be interested in. Dr. Royce, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity at Becker's.